Welcome back on the Sports Ticket here on Katie Country 94. Ryan Isbell joining us, the head coach of the Bullitt Trojan Track and Field Teams. Coach, getting set to have some spring competition as you'll get underway today at the Republic County Invitational. And just kind of looking, obviously, it's a different look to start the season one because you missed an entire spring sports season, didn't have track and field in 2020. But also it looks like you probably have a lot of different athletes that are going to be competing for you and some different types of numbers than you've had in the past. Just overall, what do you feel about the track season coming up, and what are the prospects for your girls and boys here this year?
Yeah, thanks for having us on, Dusty. You know, it's different. It's exciting to be back out. You know, the pretty unfortunate situation that we all have had to go through, and the kids missing their spring season last year, and everybody kind of chomping at the bit to get outside and do something. You know, even through the winter sports, and you know, we've made it through a full school year with, you know, minimal hiccups along the way and roadblocks along the way, and but there's still something about getting back outside and competing with the kids, the coaches, everybody's pretty excited for. And like you said, you know, missing last year, it's different, and it's different for everyone. And the fact that you have sophomores who haven't competed at a high school level, and you know, you think, well, track is not that big a deal. Well, for some events, maybe not, but there's a lot of development that takes place in those 2 years. If you're looking at boys, you know, you're throwing bigger implements than what they touched the last time they were out for track. And then if you look at your freshmen, well, your freshmen haven't done anything since they were seventh graders. So they missed out on an entire eighth grade season and seeing what they could do in that developmental process. And then they're coming out as freshmen then. And also, if you look at the boys again with the increased implement size, you're going from a seventh grader to all of a sudden you're in the high school level throwing things, and you're competing against seniors. That's an awfully big jump to your last memory competing against seventh graders to go into a meet and competing against seniors. But, you know, it's exciting nonetheless, and the kids have been super excited and have worked really hard and had a great attitude the whole way. They've done everything that we've asked to make sure that we can have a season and that we can be competitive. Number-wise, on the girls' side, our numbers look pretty good. You know, we're upper 20s, so 27, 28 that are out. So we should be able to field a lot of events. And, you know, we're pretty young throughout that also. Young with the numbers there and also young because of, you know, the actual competition that they've gotten to do. Mm-hmm. But, you know, being able to have the numbers and fill events, that goes a long ways in most of your track meets. And on the guys' side, our numbers are down quite a bit. Usually we're in that upper 20s to 30 range, and we're at about 17, I think, or so this year. But they should be pretty competitive. You know, they've, like I said, they've had great attitudes to come out and work. It just, we'll be a little bit limited on some meets just because we can't fill some events and we're leaving some gaps. But aside from that, you know, what we have, I mean, we know that they're going to give their all. We've never questioned our kids and their competition and their being ready, I guess, to get out there and go against everybody's best. And that's what kids thrive on, our kids, everybody's kids. They thrive on that competition. That's what they need. And we're really, really looking forward to getting a meet in and kind of seeing, you know, where we really are compared to everybody else. And everybody else has been in the same boat. You know, I don't want to sit here and harp and make it seem like it's just us, because we know it's been everybody. And, you know, we're excited.
So you get your first experience there, Republic County, like I said, this afternoon. At this meet, what do you expect from, I guess, from your kids, but also from the competition at this one?
Well, the competition at this one is a little bit different. It's a really small meet in terms of number of teams. So there's only five teams there. So it's us and Republic County and Minneapolis, Concordia, and Smoky Valley. And on the flip side of that, the way this meet is set up is it's unlimited entries. Mm-hmm. So we can take everybody, and everybody can compete in multiple events. You know, each kid can still only do four events, but mm-hmm. we can put as many, you know, we can put every kid we have in the 100-meter dash if we wanted to, you know. So we kind of let the kids pick and choose, which helps a lot for them to try to figure some things out. You know, there's always an event or two that the kids know they want to do, but we kind of also encourage, well, let's try something else also. We get the opportunity here, so let's go out and try it. But the kids, just talking to them throughout practice all week, you know, there's a little anxiety and anxiousness and you know, everything that goes in with the first meet in general, but once again, not having it for a while, and there's a little bit more of that. And they're ready, and I don't know if it's nerves or adrenaline or what they're going to have going, but when they get out there, I think they'll be fine and they'll get it figured out and everything will settle down a little bit.
Ryan Isbell, head coach of the Bullitt Trojan track and field team. So you'll learn more about your team for sure coming up here this afternoon, I would think. So we'll chat with you down the road, and best of luck as you start the season this afternoon.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Dusty.